Welcome home. I was waiting for you. You sound so surprised, but I live here too. Who am I? Hard question. I don't know. Why? Look around. Can't you see me under your bed? Get closer. Look at me. No. No lights. They hurt. Stop. Dark. So dark here. I like it. Don't go. Why are you running? Why do they always run? Come back. You can't run. I know where you are. Just turn around. Look at me. Don't try to hide. Don't you see? I can get to you no matter where you hide. Here, I see you. Look at me. Nowhere to run now. I can get close. Open your eyes. Look at me. Please look at me. Just want to hug you. You're warm. So warm. Hugging feels warm. Your gaze feels warm. Please, don't leave. Don't run away again. No, don't cry. Don't be afraid of me. Hurt you? No, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt anyone. But they always keep running away. What is it that scares you? My eyes. I can close them if you wish, but yours make me feel so warm. I've been longing for a bit of warmth for so long. Yeah. Breathe. Become full of life again, like you always are. I would never want to take this away from you. I just want to feel your touch. I've wanted this since I started living in this house. This is the first time someone actually answered me. And you didn't try to escape again. Are you willing to hear me. I haven't spoken to someone in so long. I've been living here for some time now, hiding and crawling around in the dark corners. That spot under your bed is my favorite. But in all the other houses I've been, when people started noticing I was there, they always got paranoid and obsessed with getting rid of me. Exorcisms. Holy water. One time a couple found out that strong light hurts me and they tried to burn me down with a flashlight. But you, my presence never seemed to bother you. In fact, I've been taking care of you for a while now. I silently watched you for a long time, and I saw the gentle and lovely person that you are. So at that time, when you were very sick and bedridden, I would change your water bags when you were sleeping. Make sure you always had enough blankets when you were feeling cold. One day I even touched your forehead to see if you had a fever. I think you were so sick that you didn't notice any of that, but still, you didn't seem to feel bad around me like everyone else did. So I thought I could maybe show myself to you. However, when you saw me, you panicked and ran away too, like everyone else did. I guess he was right about me after all. I am an unlovable monster. If I'm not welcome here, if just the sight of me terrifies you, tell me and I'll never come back. I promise you'll never have to look at me again. Are you hugging me back? But your hands and your arms, they're so warm. I'm sure having me touch you like this sends chills down your spine. I'm so sorry, but I don't want to let go. I finally feel so warm. It's almost like I'm alive again. Are you sure? You can feel anything but fear for someone like me? Does that mean I don't need to go away and find a new house again? Thank you so much. Marks on my neck. I don't know what you're... No, I'm fine. Don't worry. I think I'm starting to remember some things from when I was alive. And when the memories came back, the pain from it came with them. I wandered around as a lost soul for so long that my past self started fading, becoming nothing but a distant memory. I didn't even remember why I was still here anymore. But sharing this moment with you connected me with this world again in some way. And everything started coming back at once. I don't think you'll want to know the answer to your question about the marks and bruises on my neck. I think it's fair that I tell you, but are you sure? This is the kind of thing you'll probably live better not knowing. All right. Everything is still a little clouded, but I'll try my best. I don't know how long ago that was, or where I lived in the past. The details are still missing, but I remember being a normal girl who had just reached adulthood, full of joy and hopes and dreams. And then I met a man. He was my Prince Charming. So handsome and gentle. He treated me like the princess I wanted to be. So it didn't take very long before we got married. Everything seemed so perfect that I thought I would live a fairy tale life. But that's not what happened. As time went on, he started acting less and less like the man I knew. Or that I thought I knew, at least. He started putting me down, yelling at me. I told myself it was only a phase and it would get better, but it didn't. He only started doing this with even pettier things and more often. I think I was too blinded by love at the time and I didn't notice, but he was also driving me far away from my friends and family. When I thought something was odd and looked at my surroundings, I was already alone and he... he slowly convinced me that it was my fault. That I was crazy. That I was the monster. That no one else would ever love me, so that I should be grateful that he did. Eventually, he started getting physical in our fights, if you can even call them that. But I was already so numb about the whole thing that I didn't even care anymore. I'll spare you from the details about what happened during that time, but something made me realize that things weren't right. That wasn't how love was meant to be. It just couldn't be. So I decided I would run away. I didn't have anywhere to go, but anything would be better than that. I went home to get a few things, the few things I still owned, before leaving, and that was my biggest mistake. He was home that day. I didn't think he would be, and he noticed that something was off. I never strayed away from my routine normally, and I had a bag with all of my things when he saw me. He asked to give me a hug before I left. I knew that wasn't right, but I couldn't run anymore. When he got really close to me, he put both of his hands around my neck and that's how I became When people die in very violent or dark ways, Sometimes their souls get stuck in this world without being able to go to the afterlife. In most cases, they want revenge against the world. The world that wronged them somehow, before their souls can be put to rest. But I don't want vengeance. I don't want anyone else to be hurt. I just want to feel warm and intimacy with someone that genuinely cares about me instead of despising me. I told you, it wouldn't be something you'd be happy to know. My story definitely didn't have a happy ending. Help me. But how? You don't need to do this out of pity. You don't. Did that really happen? But I'm a monster. Your lips. They're so warm. And my body feels warm now, too. Wait. My skin, it's regaining its color. I don't know if you can see it now, but I'm sure that it is. My eyes are changing, too. Oh my god. I haven't felt like this in, I don't even know how long. Please, don't stop. Could I maybe touch you a little bit more? Like, could I put my hand on your chest, under your shirt? I'm sorry if that's not something you'd want me to do. It's fine. I just, as I've said, I've been longing for care and intimacy. Feeling someone's body touching mine. And yours is just so warm and perfect. Thank you. It feels so nice. You can touch me as well if you wish. This feels so good. Your kiss. Your body. I'm sorry about all of my hair getting in the way. I let it grow and cover most of my face so that I wouldn't have to be reminded of what I become when I looked myself in the mirror. But you, not only you had the courage to look at me in that state, but you touched me and kissed me. And your touch, it always feels so caring, just like now. Would it be okay if I sat on your lap? If I'm being honest, I'm really starting to want to be touched by you in other ways, too. It's okay. You don't need to be afraid of touching me. You won't hurt me, I promise. Your touch only makes me feel more and more alive. Yes, you can take my clothes off, but I think we should go back to your room first. I want you to feel as comfortable as possible. And I don't think being in the corner of a tiny room helps very much. Can you hold my hand as we go? I would really like that. Thank you. You can undress me now. You'll have to look at me with just the dim light coming from the window, but yeah. Even when I was alive, I've never had a body that would get a lot of attention. And, well, I guess I became very skinny after I died. But I hope that you like it. I'm so glad. Can I take your clothes off too? Well, you're amazing. Come closer. I want to feel our bodies press together. Finally feel all of your warmth. Of course. You can touch my breasts. You can touch me however you want. God, I'll never get tired of you kissing me. Are you going to take me tonight? Yes, of course I want that. That's all I could ever want. I'll lie in your bed, facing you. Come here, on top of me, okay? I thought, after what happened, that I would feel vulnerable like this near any man ever again, but your presence, your touch, your voice, gaze. Everything about you just makes me feel so safe. Come closer. I'll spread my legs for you. Look at me with your beautiful eyes again and put yourself inside of me. Please. I really want you right now. Yes. Oh, keep going. I've never felt anything like this before. Having you inside of me, it's so hot. It feels like my body is going to melt in a good way. I really want to feel more of this. You can keep touching the rest of my body too. You're so gentle. I love everything about this. Oh. Go deeper. You can go deeper. I want you to feel good too. I want you to feel as good as I'm feeling, so please. Use my body to make yourself feel good. Please. Oh, more. I want more. Oh, keep making love to me. Oh, take me. Make me yours. Oh, I never thought I'd feel like this again. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, you're going so deep. Oh, this is just, it feels so good. Oh, please, can you kiss me again? I think I'm starting to get close. Are you close too? Oh, please tell me you are. I want us to feel good together. I'm gonna wrap my legs around you. Keep doing this. Please come with me. Please come with me. I want to. Oh God. I don't know. I don't even. Please, please, you make me so happy. Oh, you feel so good. I'm gonna come. That was so amazing. Oh. Even when I was alive, I don't remember ever feeling anything like this. Will you hold me again? I don't feel cold like I did before. But your body and your arms, they still make me feel so much warmer and safer. Hey, are you seeing this light? It's so bright and beautiful. I feel like it's calling for me. I think my time finally came. But I'm not sure if I want to go now. I finally found someone like you. I don't know what's on the other side. It might be just eternal happiness. It might be scary. But if I stay here with you, I know for sure that I'll be happy. It might not last forever. And I don't know what would happen after. But I know that I will be happy. Please, give me your hand. What do you think I should do? You're right. I should let things flow the way they should. I'll miss you so much. But I'll believe you that there's something better on the other side. I have faith in you. I'll be expecting that one day we can meet again. I really will. I'll never forget about you. I promise. I hope that my friends and my family can forgive me for abandoning them and for taking so long to get there. I hope they'll be there to welcome me. I'm coming, everyone. I'm coming.